100.3, Mark in the Morning. So it's legal ID time. Who's on the board?
I believe that's Mr. Chanley.
I think we're about to run out.
No, ye have little faith, Mark.
Okay. All right, Andy, you're on the board. What do you have? Is there anything? Are you scraping low into the bar?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Let's see. Today it's going to be late beloved public television icon Huell Howser.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, please prepare for the legal ID with Huell Howser.
Our adventure begins. So you mean to tell me, do people know about this? 100.3 The Sound is KSWD FM and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock. I like to call it California's gold.
There was a little bit of Mr. Rogers in there at the beginning.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah, well, there was a little bit of Mr. Rogers and Huell Howser.
All right. I cannot wait for 7 o'clock because we got a letter yesterday, and I cannot wait. I am so proud of us. All will be revealed. It's just so great. I can't wait to get into it. Well, today we're going to continue the phone calls to Oscar nominees. Yesterday we talked with a dude who was nominated for the makeup on Foxcatcher.
Great dude.
Oh, it was so fantastic. So now, that guy, the listener who gave us his phone number, is on the board for $1,000 cash.
Yeah, if nobody else does it, he's got the $1,000.
He does. And just by calling up and getting your celebrity, your nominee, on the program, you are going to win concert tickets. Today, we're going to speak with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Now, apparently, and this is odd, Arnold is nominated for a Razzie for Worst Supporting Actor. And the word is that he's going to go, which I've heard people do this. And so he wants to run his acceptance speech by us in the event that he wins.
Awesome.
So we'll get it.
We're going to hear it first.
We speak with David Duchovny today. We have the top 20 Saturday Night Live celebrity or talents listed 20 to 1, and then of course the trending and the capsule. It's going to be a hot show today. We invite you to be a part. Stand by, entertainment is coming your way. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Nice. 100.3 The Sound. Now today I think I'm gonna
that was pathetic, by the way.
Okay, let me go back because sometimes I get in a hurry.
That was really, really poor. What did you say? You said,
how about
this?
100.3 The Sound.
Nice.
Loud and proud, Mark.
At some point, and the reason I bring this up is because it's his birthday, and after I reveal, I'm gonna have a chance to tell you my John Travolta story. And there are parts of it that I just don't think you're going to believe. But it's true because I was there and I witnessed it.
Well, here's the thing. I've seen photos of you with John Travolta standing in very close proximity to you. Mm-hmm. Also, Gary Coleman.
Mm-hmm. That was weird. He's talking about when I got my star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. We invited Billy Bob. We invited John Travolta. We invited Kevin Pollak, and they came. Nobody invited Gary Coleman.
But
he showed up.
That's great.
So, yeah, you have to love. You just have to love. All right. That started by itself, and I don't know why. All right, here we go. This is what I wanted.
I like the other one. What was it, Kiss? What was that?
Yeah, it's Deuce.
Deuce.
She's with the Deuce.
We get a letter from Stephen, and this was sent to Daniel. To whom it may concern, the Mark in the Morning program is great, but I'm not able to listen live, especially living in Arizona, so I have to download the podcast. The problem is, by the time the music and commercials have been edited out of the podcast, the show is less than 2 hours long. It usually hovers around an hour and 40 minutes. Is there any way that you could eliminate half the songs so that the podcast could be longer?
Huh.
I am sure most of the listeners would prefer this. those who were pissed off that Mark's new show took over their precious morning commute rock and roll have already switched to the competition. Oh, wait, they also have a morning show. So who are you trying to appease at this point by playing music? As the old saying goes, if you try to please everyone, you please no one. Because of the time constraint, the show at times seems a bit rushed, and there are times where a topic is pimped and never delivered. By playing less music, it would help solve this problem. Now, I understand that you don't necessarily have the authority to do this, but maybe talk to the suits and see what you can do. Regardless of what happens, I will still continue to download the podcast, but a longer show would further improve a nearly flawless program. Thank you for your time, and have a great show. Stephen in Arizona.
Well, all right.
Stephen, yeah, Stephen, I can honestly tell you that our number one goal is to make you happy. So we're going to do our best to make it a longer podcast so that you can enjoy your life further.
Awesome. It's a legal thing, is it not?
We don't.
I can't play the Rolling Stones on the podcast, or else I have to pay the Rolling Stones.
Yes, Andy is correct, Stephen. So that you know, we can't play music on that podcast because we don't have the legal right to do that. That's why you don't hear any music. But what we could do is just after the official show is over, we can keep the tape rolling, and we can listen to Andy and Gina do their voices. And then we can add even more by letting Danny take an hour and just bitch about stuff.
Nice.
Or if he really wants to hear music, we'll just go down the log and Andy will just hum everything for you. How about that?
That could be good. That could be really good.
I was just smiling. I was just browsing.
For your wife or your girlfriend?
What? What happened? Woof. I guess wouldn't be any. Wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hotter than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
Well, you have your coat on.
Yes. Oh, do I? How did that happen?
Because it's cold out.
Yes. It is. It's a bit nipply out. I mean nippy out. What did I say? Nipple?
Well, let's discuss, because Chevy Chase's health is being questioned by fans after the legendary comedian and movie star made his appearance at the Saturday Night Live 40th event. According to Gawker, fans first began to question Chevy's health during his appearance on the red carpet before the event, which, by the way, I haven't heard or seen. Chase, who was part of the original Saturday Night Live cast, stopped to do a quick interview with Carson Daly when viewers immediately took notice of his very much altered voice. Mm. Now, I wasn't too shocked because about a month ago I saw a current photograph, and Chevy is obviously heavy.
Well, yeah, I looked at him. My first thought was he looked swollen. You know, it's not like he put on a few pounds. Like, he looked actually swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just pulling up a picture now. Yeah, he looks like a heavy Larry David.
But you're right, too, about his voice. He just didn't seem healthy.
Must be all that clean living.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. Now, when Jerry Lewis had something, he was taking steroids.
Yeah, prednisone or something, and it just it makes you, it does.
Puffy.
Yeah, and William Shatner had that for a while.
Ashley Judd.
Right.
People were just all over her the way she looked. She goes, by the way, I'm having health issues. I'm on prednisone.
Yeah, you just blimp up for a while. And it seems to mostly go to the face for whatever reason. It could just be, something that he's being treated for, some condition that's a temporary situation. But he's, never going to look like the beautiful man he was in 1976.
Well, I haven't heard the interview on the red carpet. I should have looked it up, but I didn't, so I don't know anything about the voice thing. However, here's something not to do.
Presenting the cold, refreshing mountains of Bush. The mountain, symbol of all the good natural ingredients that go into Bush.
Trouble is brewing for an Iowa kindergarten teacher who was caught pounding back beers in her classroom while school was in session.
Is that wrong? You're not supposed to do that.
It didn't go well for her.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's a hard rule, don't do it.
Right.
I'm just saying it didn't turn out well
for
her.
We're not talking absolutes, just in this instance.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just saying, heed the warning.
A little bit of a dice roll.
A parent walked into Jennifer Rich's class last week to help decorate for Valentine's Day, and she saw the veteran teacher sitting at her desk looking glassy-eyed. She had a can of beer sitting right there open on her desk. After going to the principal's office, the parent called 911 to report the incident. That's a little much. Mm. Officers found a leather bag in Rich's classroom and opened it to see two empty beer cans and four additional full beers. The perfect way to spice up any party for five-year-olds.
Right.
Rich, who has been with the district since 2001, submitted her resignation, which was accepted.
Oh, that was nice of them. Actually, it was nice of them to accept her resignation as opposed to firing her and getting her basically blacklisted. So that was nice of them to do that.
Yeah. I wonder if, you might think it's a little bit of overkill calling 911 for that when police probably have more pressing life and death matters to attend to. But you want that documented pretty quickly, don't
you? Yeah. I mean, you do.
I don't know.
I'd like to
you imagine
the party
if it were you and you went to a preschool and that was your kid in there.
Sure.
And
no,
the teacher is pounding back beers. I'd take hostages.
And what did they discover her going up to one of the kids and going, Billy, I just been thinking, I think you're great. You color inside the lines like nobody's business.
Yeah, she was sitting at her desk during class having beers.
And it's great that she just had it sitting right now. She didn't care.
No shame.
Did not care.
I think she's a donkey on the edge, because if you're going to be drinking beer during kindergarten, out in the open, on your desk, you've got some problem somewhere.
You want someone to stop you.
Yeah, I think that might be part of the case.
Cry for help.
Well, the Best in Show winner is Miss P, the Beagle, who won the 139th annual Westminster Kennel Dog Show yesterday at Madison Square Garden. To celebrate the victory, the 15-inch, 4-year-old dog will appear on the Today Show today. My favorite thing about watching these dog shows is that at some point, it's not the owner, by the way, it's the trainer that has been hired to teach the dog the thing. My favorite is when the trainer has to take the leash and run with the dog. Now, it's not a full sprint. It's a trot.
It's a healthy jog.
It is a healthy jog. And the favorite is when some of these trainers who are way overweight.
Yep.
I'm just sitting there hoping they take a header. I've seen it once. It is so hysterical. I can equate it to, in Major League Baseball, they have the sausage race where the hot dog and the sausage will race.
Right.
I love it when they go down, and they almost always do. And I hope the thing for the dog show, for the Westminster Dog Show, it's only happened one time, and I still salivate with humor when I think of it.
Be careful. You said sausage and go down and salivate in the same paragraph. Yeah. My finger is right on this dump button over here. Yeah, it's a little. Now, is it because you think these people at the Westminster Dog Show are stuffed shirts, they're hoity-toity, and you feel like they need to be taken down a peg? Or is it just general schadenfreude? You like to see the
pleasure
misfortune of others.
Yeah, pain.
I like to see fat people fall down.
Oh,
all right.
Man.
Always have enjoyed it. Right. I spend way too much time on YouTube looking for it. And so I think I've answered your question properly.
Yeah, when it comes to you, it's just like the heavens parted.
It's gold. It's gold. And the one time it did happen, it was a guy. He was huge, like 300 pounds. He goes down, and the dog stopped and looked up like, what? We didn't do this before. He had the look on his face like, I don't understand. Alex Rodriguez has released a handwritten apology to the media as he prepares to return to baseball's New York Yankees. A-Rod, who sat out all of the 2014 season over his use of performance-enhancing drugs, says that he won't face the media directly and that this will be the only time that he addresses the situation. The note says that he takes, quote, full responsibility for the mistakes that led to my suspension and that he regrets my actions made the situation worse than it needed to be to Major League Baseball, the Yankees, the Steinbrenner family, the Players Association, and you, the fans, I can only say I'm sorry.
You know why I completely and totally respect that? Because I was waiting to hear those two magic words that you never hear in all of the fake apologies that people run through the media. You always hear the word regret. You always hear the word mistake. But you never hear I'm sorry. And that actually goes a long way, I think.
You think?
Yes.
Here's the thing for me. Did you actually see the note? Have you seen, like, the physical copy of the note?
I've just got bits of it.
It's a handwritten note. Mm. He actually wrote it. My takeaway was Alex Rodriguez, his penmanship, he writes like a fifth grade girl.
Oh, does it have hearts and swirlies?
Yeah, there were like little birds on the eyes and little hearts and butterflies on all of the ascenders.
Speaking of which, people will throw in the most flowery language in order to avoid taking actual responsibility. And when he ends it, he goes out on a high note saying to all of these people, I am sorry.
Yeah, but
that's
know what?
Refreshing.
What are you sorry for? Because
he's
you
sorry
missed.
Sorry, he got caught.
He's sorry, he got caught.
Apology.
He's sorry, I missed the season. Sorry, I let you down. You didn't get to watch me make millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Not once in that letter does he say, "I took performance-enhancing drugs and I did a bad thing."
He's not stupid.
Stay in school, kids. Don't do drugs.
Drink
he doesn't
milk.
Say any of that.
Y'all can keep on doing this. Let me just cut to the chase for you, okay? Let me save this. Hey, Alex. It's Mark. First of all, you're a tool. You always have been, and you are now. And you cheated, but I don't even care about that. Here's what I want to say, and this is what I think all of baseball fans would like to say. When you're going to make $900 million in an afternoon, here's an idea. Play better. I'm done.
Well said.
All right.
Again, Alex, that was Mark here at the
Do back. You feel better?
No, I mean, you know, look, the guy is obviously so very talented. I don't understand why it is that some people feel the need to cheat. I for one, am a fan of the long ball. I say let everybody take steroids and make it fair.
Sure.
Because steroids, here's some things I didn't know. Obviously, we all know steroids make you stronger. But did you know that steroids enhance your eyesight?
Wow.
In
no.
the game of baseball, you supposedly are like the sharpest dude on the field with steroids. Your eyesight is like razor.
Wow. You're like a hawk. Yeah.
And then one of the other main reasons guys do it is that, look, when you're on the field and performing, all of these contracts are performance enhanced. If you do XXX, you get XXX. Steroids get you back on the field from injury quicker.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
If A-Rod would have written this note and said, I'm sorry to the fans, I'm sorry to baseball lovers everywhere, to my teammates, to the owners, and here's a video of a fat person falling down.
Oh, wait, is that not enough? Here's a dog eating.
Would that have gone a little bit further towards...
It would be hard for me to hate. With those two gifts of gold. Later on, we are going to speak with Arnold Schwarzenegger, and we are going to speak with David Duchovny. The capsule is just around the corner. This right here is Mark in the Morning, and this right here is 100.3 The Sound. Our phone number in here is 888-696-1003. The lovely Jackie is standing by. Danny has to do sports today at some point because...
That's right.
He was an offender of an infraction, number 17 in the Mark in the Morning code book. He broke that rule. He will therefore read sports here on the program. We also got a letter. Can't wait. I'm so proud of us as a team. Shortly after 7, we will share the contents of that letter and our response to it. It's very important, and it involves our quest to speak with as many Academy Award nominees as we can. If you have a phone number of an Academy Award nominee and you call us up, which, by the way, we'll protect your anonymity. We won't divulge your name if you don't want us to. But if we get that nominee on the air with us, you win concert tickets and you're in the running for $1,000. All will be revealed. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. I saw Fleetwood Mac about 10 years ago live.
They're great.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yeah. I saw them at the Hollywood Bowl. Was this last year or the year before? No. I guess it was a year ago, September. So good. So absolutely good. I can only imagine how great they are with Christine McVie back in the lineup. But if you've never seen Fleetwood Mac, go and pay particular attention to Lindsey Buckingham. Mm. He is a crazy good guitar player. And he did a show down the street here at the at the Saban Theater. Went and expected to hear the old songs. And he played some, you know, songs you'd expect from Fleetwood Mac and from his back catalog. He played every song off the new album that he had a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was absolutely enjoyable. One of the first concerts I've ever gone to where I didn't need to know the music to thoroughly enjoy myself. He's outrageous.
This is one guy on guitar and singing. He's all by himself. I wish I could do this.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd never leave the house. David writes, I was an avid listener to Mark and Brian in high school and college. As I got older, I switched to being a sports radio junkie. After reading your story in the Orange County Register a few weeks back, I decided to give it a try. I'm hooked. Love it. Goodbye, sports radio. Hello, Mark in the Morning. It's been fun teaching my kids about your journey and how you entertained me for several years. Welcome back. The 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team is going to reunite in Lake Placid, New York on Saturday to celebrate the 35th anniversary of the squad's historic defeat of the Soviet Union. It will be the first time since those Olympics that all the living members of that team will have been under one roof. If you're in upstate New York and not buried under 10 feet of snow, head to Herb Brooks Arena. Doors open at 7:30. The number 20, worn by the late Bob Suter, will be raised to the rafters during that event.
Yeah, you know, I bet the guys in that in that team are like, okay, it's great to get back together, but why do we have to go to Lake Placid? Can't we? Let's do it in Vegas. Let's do it in Vegas or New York,
where there's bars and strippers. Let's go to Michael. He is calling from Encino. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Listen, I had a suggestion for when Andy teaches Mark English. you might want to include some pronunciation instruction as well. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
Mark, what is the word for the symbol? It's usually above the 8 on the keyboard. It usually denotes either a footnote or a bullet.
Mm. Are we talking about, oh, he's trying to get me to say asterisk.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you want to hear? Did I say it right or wrong?
You also used to say as asterisk.
Asterisk.
That's why I was bringing that up.
Isn't he the guy that does that song, Never Gonna Give You Up? Asterisk?
Rick Asterickly?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, you know, you never hear the talent flubbing a line like that.
That's right, Mark. You don't, do you?
I never said I did.
Mr. Professional Radio Dog. But just giving you the business. I was a four-hour listener when you were at KLS. And I really enjoyed all the family back then, you know, not just Brian, but Priva and Kelly and back in the day, Chuck Mosley.
I hated every one of them.
Well, I think I might speak for many of the people that have followed you here that now we're twice blessed.
Oh.
So. Well, you're very kind, Michael. You know, I've been getting a lot of comments and calls from people that enjoyed the Mark and Brian show and are enjoying the show that we now have with Gina and Talent. But it means a lot that you guys are coming over and following. It means a great deal. I thank you for that. And I think Gina's got something special in her booty box for you.
Oh, well, when you put it that way, I sure do. Let me ask you, with all this Fleetwood Mac talk, are you a fan?
Yeah, I am. Unfortunately, I probably can't accept because I'm the guy that Andy cut me to the quick the other day saying I was a man in the desert who's given water and wanted champagne or something like that.
Oh, because, you've already won something.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, you know.
Oh, this guy's on the up and up. Don't forget, call us again. I'll do something special for you.
Wow.
Well, I could get them for somebody else, for my sister.
Oh, yeah. Have fun going through the CFO for them.
Yeah, it doesn't work that
way. No, I understand. I just didn't want to, like...
How about our hearty appreciation?
I appreciate that.
You got it, my dear.
You guys are his great new radio family, smart and funny and cool, and Jackie takes to this like a fish to water. I mean, she's just a sweetheart, you know?
She's amazing.
Well, Michael, listen, thank you for the call, and thank you so much for listening.
All right, have a good day.
Out on, well, I would say video, but out on DVD and streaming, Birdman.
This is my chance to finally do some work that actually means something.
It means something to who? You had a career, Dad, before the third comic book movie. Before people started to forget who was inside that bird costume.
Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
A Texas probate judge ruled yesterday that the state's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. Kanye West decided to make a strange fashion media statement at a fashion show by dressing his daughter in a dark blue toddler-sized bulletproof vest. And trending in sports, Kobe Bryant has no friends. The Lakers shooting guard said in a recent interview that his obsessive qualities didn't leave much room for friendship in his life at all. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online in Mark in the Morning.
Shocker.
When later on in the program, we're going to learn the top, they've ranked every member of Saturday Night Live. We're going to take a look at the top 20 to number one, best, funniest, most important cast members of Saturday Night Live. Plus, we speak with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's all coming your way. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. One of my faves, Journey, 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning. Let's go to the phones. Kelly is calling from New York. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Mark. How you doing, guys?
Really
girls?
Good.
Good, thank you.
Hey, I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to your radio station since I was in Kuwait. I've been in Kuwait for the last 2 years, but I'm now in upstate New York, Binghamton, New York. And since I came back, I used to have Sirius XM radio. I don't listen to that anymore. I listen to you guys exclusively. Your best radio station I've ever heard, bar none.
Wow.
But I'm listening to your radio station this morning, and Mark, you just said that the 1980 Olympic hockey team is going to be in Lake Placid this weekend. Uh-huh. I'm in Binghamton, New York. That's about 5 hours south of Lake Placid, but I am going up to see an old friend of mine that I used to work with at IBM. This week, I'm going up to see him today in about an hour. I've got an interview with Cornell University, and after that, I'm shooting up to Plattsburgh. But if I hadn't been listening to your show, I wouldn't have known that the hockey team is on or going to be in Lake Placid. So I'm going to be shooting over to Lake Placid on Saturday night. Thank you so much.
Wow.
Well, you're welcome. I would have to assume that by the way you speak, you're a fan of hockey.
I remember when the 1980 Olympic hockey team won that game against the Russians. I was actually at a hockey game, an AHL hockey game here in Binghamton, and I never forget it. It was a magic moment.
I didn't grow up with it. You know, I grew up with baseball, football, basketball. I didn't know about hockey, didn't understand hockey, and somebody said, all you got to do is go to a game and you'll be hooked. I went to a game.
Yep.
I'm not hooked. I've tried to watch it on TV, but I will say this. I did a celebrity hockey game. It was the first time I've ever been. So I put on all the gear, and then we're, like, in the game. And by the time that I got to where the puck used to be, it was no longer there. But I will say this. I sweat 10 pounds in all that hockey gear trying to skate around. It was I give credit to the athleticism of these guys. And have you ever looked at how gorgeous
the
women. Oh, my God. What is it about these toothless players?
There's only one sport where I can think of the wives of the participants being more attractive, and that's auto racing. Hockey.
NASCAR wives.
Yeah, well, and Indy car spouses. But I'm totally in agreement with you there. Unbelievable.
Kelly, what kind of weather you got up there?
It's going to be 6 below 0 in Binghamton tonight.
Nope.
And so I let me give you some perspective. When I was in Kuwait, it was 130 degrees. Okay? So my feet have not been warm since December.
Can we just give this guy like a nice 68-degree day, please?
Well, I've been interviewing. I worked at the Army base in Camp Arif John in Kuwait, and it was a wonderful experience because I was doing support work for the troops, and it was the best experience I've ever had. But I got to tell you, I am freezing my butt off, and I was watching the Pebble Beach Pro-Am over the weekend in California, and I just hate you guys. I hate you guys. And Andy, well,
yes, sir.
Andy, I love you. You rock. You are so freaking funny, and I love your knowledge of music.
This guy, my new best friend, my new best friend in upstate New York. Thank you, brother.
You guys, but I love your show. I mean, I tell everybody that will listen to me, cancel your Sirius subscription and go online and just plug you guys in, because I've listened to everything. I've listened to all radio stations from around the world, and I don't listen to anybody else but you guys. So you're it.
Well, listen, Kelly, much appreciated. Love the fact that you're tuned in and from New York, you know, because there's pretty decent morning radio in New York, but we're flattered that you would choose us, and we thank you for that. And this Lake Placid trip that you're going to make, this is going to be a moment that you will not forget for the rest of your life.
Mark, as a matter of fact, if you get the opportunity, maybe after you go and check this out, if you want to check back in with us and let us know what the experience was like.
What I can do, I have my camera. I'm a rank amateur photographer. I always have my camera with me. I will certainly take pictures, and I'll reach out to you guys. And I'm fired up. I mean, I was going to come back to Binghamton on Saturday afternoon. I'm shooting over to Lake Placid. Awesome. It's just over the hill.
Nice.
Well, do as Andy said. Check back in. Let us know how it went.
Awesome. Great talking to you guys. Thanks so much for what you guys do.
All right, travel safely.
What do you say we step both feet into the capsule? Here is Andy's classic rock time capsule.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
There it goes. You're going to like this one today, Mark. Elvis heavy.
I'll be hungry.
Elvis heavy, if that's not redundant. We're opening up the classic rock time capsule for Wednesday, February 18th, 2015. On this date in 1964... that the Beatles find themselves in Miami, and they meet boxing great Muhammad Ali for the first time, a famous photo op they have with him. Ali tells them, you all got to be making a lot of money. You ain't as dumb as you look. To which John Lennon replies, yeah, but you are. Probably not a smart thing to do. Yeah. Then the lads go out and they see the latest Elvis movie, Fun in Acapulco.
Acapulco, look, here comes the sun.
Get it, kid.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure that was smart either. Speaking of Elvis, today in 1973, a man climbs onto his stage during his Vegas show, he's being attacked. The king drops into a karate pose.
Nice.
Gives the dude a karate chop, and then he tells the ladies and gentlemen in the audience that he's sorry. He's sorry for what?
Sorry, I'm breaking down neck.
Sorry, I didn't break his neck, he says. And then he goes on to say,
I'm shaking my hand and fine. He wants to get tough, I'll whoop his ass.
Okay, Bruce Lee.
Oh, I'll kick his ass. Speaking of kings, that same night in 1973, the King Biscuit Flower Hour debuts on radio around the country. Any guess who the first guest is on that show? Here's your clue.
You made me so
blood, sweat, and tears.
Happy.
Blood, sweat, and
I'm
tears.
So glad
that's
you
right.
Came into my
life. And they also introduce a young new singer-songwriter by the name of Bruce Springsteen on that first episode. And finally, we got two birthdays to celebrate today. Styx singer Dennis DeYoung, 68. And Yoko Ono is 82. And in honor of that, we're going to play all of Cambridge 1969. Now, you know, on second thought, I think maybe we'll play the Styx instead, if that's all right with you. The Classic Rock Time Capsule you're listening to. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
All right, people, let's get focused here. I mean, come on now. Let's get focused on this.
Oh, we're all clapping.
We received this yesterday. And I think we, cumulatively as a group, were proud.
Look, Bullwinkle, a message in a bottle.
Fan mail from some flounder?
No, this is what I really call a message.
Weird.
Now, I've highlighted parts of the... There's no way to read the entire letter, but this was sent to Peter W. Burton, general manager of 100.3 The Sound yesterday, a guy that I don't particularly care for. He's beady.
Yeah.
Peter is. Shift. But here we go. Dear Mr. Burton, we are counsel to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, the Academy. The Academy recently learned about the Dollars for Digits contest run by 100.3 The Sound. The Academy must ask for a modification in the way in which the contest is promoted because images improperly used of the Academy's intellectual property and incorrectly suggest that the Academy is associated with, endorses, or sponsors Dollars for Digits is wrong. Mm. The Oscar statuette is protected under both the U.S. trademark and copyright laws. Notwithstanding the likely innocent intentions of 100.3 The Sound and Dollars for Digits must come to a close. Now, they've basically asked for three things to be done. Remove depictions of the Oscar statuette from your website promoting Dollars for Digits.
Already done.
Two, provide written assurance that 100.3 The Sound will no longer use the Oscar statuette. And third, add a disclaimer to every advertisement and promotion for Dollars for Digits stating that neither that event nor 100.3 The Sound is endorsed, sponsored, or approved by the Academy. This is my very favorite part. This is with every letter that I've ever gotten from an attorney. They're nice, nice kind of through. And then the very last thing is the threat. Here we go. Please confirm that these steps have been accomplished by February 20th, 2015. If we do not hear from you by then, the Academy reserves its right to pursue its legal and equitable remedies, including seeking an injunction to stop the contest or any further promotion of it.
Da, da, da.
You know what the takeaway from this is, don't you, Mark?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Down at the Academy, they're listening to Mark in the morning!
All right. So in response to the threat, which, by the way, Academy, cool your jets. Take it down a notch. This is a little radio program. Just having some fun. It doesn't matter. A bunch of lawyers got together to come up with the absolute perfect response. We have the response now. They took hours to write this. We take our threats seriously, especially when they come from the Academy Awards. Andy, would you please take us down to DEFCON 3?
Roger. Oh, did you say three?
I did say three.
Oh.
That was four, wasn't it?
Yeah. Sorry about that.
All right, here we go.
Here is
our official response to the threat. Dollars for Digits, Mark in the Morning, and 100.3 The Sound are not endorsed, sponsored, or approved by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Let's hear it for us. Yay.
Mark for picking the perfect song to put underneath this.
Yeah, it's good. Can I
host without pity.
Can I add one word onto the end of that disclaimer? Just read the last five, six words of the disclaimer.
Sponsored by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Duh.
Let me put that down. Hang on, I love that. All right, so Jackie. Where's Jackie?
She's right there.
I'm right here. I'm here.
All right, Jackie, we're going to get this to you. It is your job to make sure that each hour this gets read by you every single hour. And if you fail, then the Academy will sue you.
Yep.
personally.
Well, they can sue me. I don't have anything.
And that's why you're the one responsible.
You're the fall guy.
All right. So, listen now. We're getting right down to it. This is Wednesday. We've got tomorrow and part of Friday. If you've got the phone number of somebody that is nominated for an Academy Award this year, you call us up. We'll protect your identity. We call that nominated person. If we get them on the air, you, the listener, get concert tickets immediately, and you're in the running for $1,000 cash. We had a great one yesterday. We want to hear from you. Money can be yours. 888-696-1003. Become a part.
Now, we will protect your identity if you want us to.
Oh,
there's
sure.
also
no.
the option if you want to screw over someone
right.
who you work with. If let's yeah. say let's say you're co-star of Michael Keaton in right. his movie, and you right. would like to have him woken up. At
Emma
the,
Stone.
Yes.
Ed Norton.
Listen, feel free. We will put you on the air as well.
We don't care how you got the number. Maybe you laid tiles in their bath. We don't care. We're going to protect you if you want us to. So that, again, talk to Jackie is 888-696-1003. Friday, somebody is going to win $1,000 cash. It might as well be you. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Got to try to stay on time for Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's in about 15 minutes. But yesterday we had somebody call for Dollars for Digits, and they gave us Mark Ruffalo's phone number. We didn't get him, but we left a message, and I don't know if he called back or not. Jackie, do you still have his phone number in there?
I do still have his phone number.
Okay, let's dial him again. We're going to call Mark Ruffalo. He is nominated for Best Actor, or I guess Supporting Actor, for Foxcatcher. And so we'll listen to Jackie.
All right.
And try to get him this time, Jackie.
Right. Love him. Mark Ruffalo, such a great actor.
Great actor. Fantastic guy. Mark, if you're listening, well, of course you're listening. Answer your phone, please.
It's ringing.
Jackie.
Okay, it's ringing.
Great. Let me have some music here. A little loud. Jesus.
Does that music follow you everywhere you go?
Yeah, I need to get another one. Daniel's pissed at me right now. You have more music, you know.
Such a good Danny.
What's happening, Jackie?
It's still ringing.
Did we leave a message for him yesterday?
Yes, we did.
What'd you say?
Well, the usual.
You're going to hear it
same
again.
Same thing, yeah.
Did you piss him off or something?
I think I was pretty nice about it, actually.
How could you get angry at this voice?
Yeah. Jackie.
Still ringing.
I'm feeling tooed from Jackie. I don't
Do
know.
You want me to leave a voicemail again?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Same kind of thing. Jackie.
Yes.
This time, tell him that Andy's not wearing pants.
Oh, my. Okay.
No, I want him to call back. Don't tell him.
Wait, you think that's going to deter him?
No, say it. Tell him that Andy's not wearing pants.
Well, I called. Okay. You know what? It's just ringing, so, and it says to try again later.
Oh, okay.
So let me call his cell phone now.
All right. Calling.
What was that attitude?
Was that his house?
Yeah, that was his house.
All right. Let's try this. Cell phone.
In honesty, my phone rings in my house at 7:10 in the morning, 7:15 in the morning. I don't pick it up.
Me either. Not even my cell phone. All right, it's ringing.
All right, here we go.
We're calling Mark Ruffalo if you just joined us. This is Dollars for Digits.
Nominated for Foxcatcher.
That's correct. Mark Ruffalo. We're dialing his cell phone now. Mark, pick up the phone, please.
Mm-hmm.
Still ringing.
Danny, how you doing back there?
I'm good, man. This is exciting.
Still ringing.
Wow.
We're paying $1,000. We had a great conversation with the dude yesterday.
I lost connection.
Crap.
What?
All right, keep the number. We'll do it again in a minute.
Okay.
Because I really want him to know that Andy's not wearing pants. It's important to me at this point. We're going to share the 20 best Saturday Night Live alums later on this hour. We got Trending with Gina, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is moments away. This
on
is Mark
this
in the
show.
Morning.
He's going to be on this show.
Right, this show. Arnold Schwarzenegger, this show. 100.3 The Sound. Crazy. Mark Thompson, Gina Grad, Andy Chanley, Danny Mizrahi, Jackie's in there. This is odd to me, and talk me down if you would. Now, we all know about the Academy Awards, and then there's the Razzies. The Razzies are a 180 of the Academy Awards. They're nominated for the worst performances, and the reason that we took this call was because we found it strange, because Arnold Schwarzenegger is nominated for Worst Supporting Actor for Expendables 3, and here's the crazy thing. He's thinking about going, and we have him on the phone. Arnold, am I to understand that you have requested to run your acceptance speech in the event that you win the Razzie Saturday night?
Yes, yes, that's correct. But first of all, Mark, let me say that of all the radio shows that I've done, this one is the most recent. Thank you.
Oh, compliment.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Arnold.
No, but I want to do my speech. I want to go ahead and, you know, practice it for you so I don't mess it up.
Okay, so listen, we're not going to bring up the obvious. Go ahead. In the event that you win, here is your acceptance speech.
Sure. So I'm at the podium looking, you know, fantastic, and I say, first, I would like to thank the members of the Hollywood Foreign Razzies. Secondly, I would like to congratulate the most important person in my life, myself, for all of my hard work. Exactly. You know, bodybuilding and Hollywood are very similar. In bodybuilding, you lift heavy weights, and in Hollywood, you carry a lot of people who are dead weight.
Oh.
That's a good one. Yeah. You know, like, people like, Steve Guttenberg or, Bronson Pinchot, all of these things. Anyway, the point is, Now, as you know, Terminator was a big breakthrough movie for me. Of course, every time I leave a restaurant or someplace, I have to say, hasta la vista, baby, or I'll be back, or, you know, to strip down nude and show my exoskeleton and all that stuff is, you know, it's awful. But one of the big thrills of my life has been doing Expendables 3, right? How many times in your life can you share a makeup room with Sly Stallone, Mel Gibson, and Dolph Lundgren? It's like that old joke, a mumbling idiot, an anti-Semite, and a sexy genius walk into a bar. That's the punchline.
He's tickling himself.
Because he's an engineer or something. He's an idiot. Anyway, let me get to the main point here. People ask me all the time, Arnold, what are the rules to success? Well, let me tell you, there are only three. Rule number one, never ask me anything while I'm eating. Wait until I finish, or I will crush your windpipe with my pinky. That's true. It's very powerful. I have many weights that I use to work out the pinky. Rule number two, never move to Sacramento. There's not one decent steakhouse there. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. What part of medium rare do you not understand? You idiot. Send it back, you idiot. Send it back. You embarrass me. All right, rule number three, and this is most important. This is very important. Pay attention. Do not bang the maid. Do not bang the maid. She is for cleaning, not for banging. Understand me? Now, of course, you know, after the banging, you will do the cleaning. But that's not the point. Thank you to all the Razzie people.
Arnold, I want the speech was good. It was fine. We enjoyed it. But do you understand that the Razzie Award is a bad thing? It's not a good thing.
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
I'm saying that the Razzies are saying that you're a bad actor, not a good actor.
I mean, you act as though this is news to me, you idiot. I mean, give me a break. Did you not see Jingle All the Way? I was terrible in this movie. I was awful in this movie. You know, my son and the robot. And by the way, that idiot kid, he would go on to be in this stupid Star Wars movie. He's an idiot, too. He should get one. So I tell you what, I will accept this award with pride. I have no problem with it.
Well, Arnold, listen, we thank you for your time. We're cheering for you. We hope you win.
Thank you. And by the way, I was totally serious about that. You know, don't bang the maid. She's for cleaning, not for banging. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Let us
introduce you to this guy. His name is Josh. He is a friend of Gina's. She brought him into the program. Dude, that is hysterical.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. I haven't done that for a while. It was nice to do that again. Thank
well,
you.
Mark,
look,
a little co-hosting points. Did I deliver or did I deliver?
Oh, my really God. Great. Yeah, no, we had an Arnold idea, which was what we just heard, and we had a guy, but Gina said, listen, I've got the guy. This is it. And so you do a lot of voice. You do a stand-up act, and you have a lot of voices involved in that, right?
Yeah, there's a ton of voices. The big one is Morgan Freeman. That's the one that everybody loves.
All right, don't do it yet, because I'm gonna whore you out next time we have a Morgan Freeman
sure.
idea.
Yeah, no, that'd be wonderful.
Just well, listen, a quick question, yeah. Josh. A tremendous, tremendous Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's really,
it's
really
the
great.
Laugh. Yeah. The laugh. The laugh is just gold.
It really is. Did you? I just wanted to know. Did you call us on a telephone or a dog's chew toy?
Well, I don't know. You have some problem with your system over there because nobody else but you. You idiots are the only ones. Yeah. My phone is totally fine.
You tell him, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, give us your website so people can take a look at you. That was fantastic. What is your website?
I feel like I need to do my radio voice. I got a guy that Kenny Loggins Radio, K-Log. K-Log, K-L-O-G, Kenny Loggins, all day, all night. You want to get a hold of Josh Robert Thompson, you go to jrcvoices.com. That's what I'm talking about, jrcvoices.com. Do it, Josh.
You knocked it out of the park, brother. Thank you so much for the time, and we will work together again very, very soon.
Yes, you will, and this time pay me. Thanks, folks. I'm just kidding. Come on, guys. No, you guys are great. Thank you very much.
Thank
Talk
you,
to you
baby.
Soon.
Appreciate it.
Nicely done.
You got it.
Let's hear it for Gina for bringing him.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Nice. Thank you very much. Josh nice. Robert Thompson, by the way, the voice and the operator of Jeff the Robot on Craig Ferguson's show. And he's a huge voiceover artist. So, yeah, it was really great to get him.
I really have to say, these last couple of weeks, Gina and Mark, the guests that you guys have brought on here, it's really made me realize what losers my friends are. Not a talented person in the bunch.
You need to upgrade then, my brother.
I think so.
Momentarily, we're going to be speaking with David Duchovny shortly after 8. He is a buddy, and he's got a nice project going. We'll discuss that with him shortly. This is 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, good to have you with us. First things first, let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
Kristen Bell is the latest celebrity to join the pro-vaccination cause. She said she would rather listen to the doctors than, quote, know-it-alls. Stevie Wonder's tribute Songs in the Key of Life and All-Star Salute aired Monday night on CBS, and Beyonce knocked it out of the park with her performance of Fingertips. By the way, I'm sure Andy knows this. That was written by Stevie Wonder when he was still called Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, he's like 14 years old.
Yes, I think we have a cut of that right now.
Whoa.
Knocks it out of the park.
Well, she's no Beck or Taylor Swift, but maybe Kanye has some.
Jay-Z, yes. Jay-Z does not deserve that fine slice
yeah.
of lemon right
All
there.
His Christmases came at once.
Ooh. Yeah, and we were also told that she wanted this to be so perfect for Stevie. She rehearsed night and day, her backup singers, her backup dancers. She was the reason why that special was so amazing. And in sports, Magic Johnson is co-founder of the Inner City Youth Empowerment, which is expected to announce a 2-year, $10 million investment in the city's summer job program for at-risk youth. Very, very cool. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning.
All right, now we have one more trending, which is next hour. Danny, you were guilty of an infraction on number 17 of the rules of the Mark in the Morning program, so you will do sports in trending next hour. Am I clear?
Well, I mean, you guys already pimped like 4 news stories this show. What are you guys leaving me with?
Don't worry, Danny. I have one written for you, and it has a name I cannot pronounce for $1 million.
Okay, great. I probably can't pronounce it either.
All right, so I was talking to my wife, and her best friend is Rachel. And Rachel, love her to death. Rachel was listening to the Arnold Schwarzenegger, and she told Linda, I bought it hook, line, and sinker. Until he got to the maid line. Then I knew it wasn't real. Rachel, sweetie, God, I love you. It took you that long? Really?
Well, that's how good Josh Robert Thompson is.
It was the laugh, man. Yep. By the way, that was what really did it.
One more Thompson around here, and we're all full up.
I say we have too many as it is. It's time for
History. That happened, and we all let it happen.
It was on this day, back in whatever year it was, Dennis DeYoung was born. Today is his 68th birthday. Happy birthday, Dennis. Bit of an odd dude, quite frankly. He really is a frustrated stand-up comedian. Because every time he would be on the program, he would just tell jokes. And Styx was going to perform, and they came in, and Dennis DeYoung, the only instrument they brought was an accordion. So they sang Styx tunes to an accordion.
I bet that was awful.
It was. It was, like I say, he's just a bizarre dude. God love him, Dennis, and happy birthday to you.
I bet he was gratified by that.
Yoko Ono, she is 82 today.
Oh, here, I got it. I got it. You want to hear it again?
No, yeah. No.
Cambridge, 1969, anybody?
What is the point of her doing this? In her mind, what is this?
She's just, it's totally
it's
disruptive.
Her art.
It is totally disruptive. Yeah. You know what? I hate to hijack your thing here. I despised her with the heat of the sun for a long, long time. I think many people blamed her for the breakup of the Beatles, whether that's fair or not. Then she did something that I thought, and this may seem like a small thing, but she did something, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago in a New York art gallery that I thought was a little bit redeeming. Mm. She had this telephone in there. It was one of the displays. There was a room, and you walk in, it's all white, and there's a chair and a telephone. And she had it plugged in. She's the only one that had the number. So you, if you happen to be walking through there and the phone rings, you pick it up and you're talking to Yoko Ono, the artist who put together this exhibit. I thought that, okay, you know what? That I see as kind of an interesting thing. And it made me at least open my heart to the possibility she might not be totally annoying.
Don't encourage her, Andy.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. No, I mean,
I hate her.
Yeah, I hate her. Yeah, there you go. See, you're redeeming the whole thing. Happy birthday, actress Molly Ringwald is 47 today.
I can't believe I gave my panties to a geek.
Anybody? Anybody know? This music is the theme to what TV show? Anybody?
Kind of sounds like Santa Barbara, some old prime.
It does sound that way, but no, it is Wheel of Fortune.
I was going to say Wheel of Fortune.
They really sexified it.
Once they went back to the dun-da-da-da-da. Yeah, I knew it was Wheel of Fortune.
It sounded like Dynasty.
Vanna White is 58 years of age today.
Amazing.
Sybil Shepherd, 65.
Oh, what a great song.
It was on this day in 1987, the Girl Scouts changed the color of their scout uniforms from green to blue. And I didn't realize they had done this. I thought it was still green, but they're blue now.
And why'd they do that?
Andy, I'm not on the council for the Girl Scouts. It's not on this piece of paper. I don't know why they did it.
Andy's hurt.
I will tell you this. And I got a bone to pick, which, by the way, let me say this. It was on this day back in 1974, 10cc makes their first U.S. concert debut at Richards in Atlanta. But the Girl Scouts, I got a bone to pick. And it's that the reason that the Girl Scouts sell cookies was to teach them an art form of knocking on a door, dealing with a human being, trying to sell their wares. I get really bothered by parents who come to the workplace and sell their daughters cookies for them. I refuse to do it. I will not buy. And I tell them flat out, this is not the point of what this is. So I refuse to buy your stupid daughter's cookies.
On the other side of that coin, now keep this music going because I got a cool story for you. But on the other side of that Girl Scout cookie coin, many people, like I can count the number of times I've encountered Girl Scouts at Ralph's or Vaughn's or, you know, going into a store. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of people who crave Thin Mints every year, that kind of thing, it's the only time that they get the opportunity. I think some people are actually hoping that someone in their office gives them the opportunity to get a box of Thin Mints to throw in the freezer.
I got you. But look, if you want to see a Girl Scout and get you some cookies, go to the grocery store. They're there. There's 15 of them looking innocent, you know, like you got to. And I always do. I buy them, and then I take them home.
Something dark in the way you just said that. Anyway, this song. Oh, yeah, Danny?
I actually had a box of Thin Mints for dinner last night.
I had half a sleeve of them myself.
My wife caught me, and not a good look. She just got mad.
If there was no such thing as calories, I would never stop eating peppermint peanut butter patties, the tagalongs.
Oh, yeah.
Just like potato
Samoans
chips, I'd eat them.
Samoans are so good.
Mm. Oh, my Danny, God. Did you honestly eat the entire box?
Well, it's not that many cookies in a box. It's a lot of calories.
Danny.
But, yeah, I'm sitting in front of the TV. It was I worked straight till 7 p.m. last night, so I was hungry.
Oh,
and
does
it was,
Danny have a job? We're sorry.
Danny has three jobs.
Yeah,
and this is the least important, as far as I could tell.
Yeah. Why was there no dinner?
Well, my wife was working late. I didn't want to prepare anything. Some Girl Scouts hit me up just like a couple days ago in front of Ralph's, actually. And I had a couple boxes with me, so I had a full box out of the freezer, which is the best way to eat Thin Mints, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, look, I just don't understand. You have a wife, right?
Yes.
I don't care about she had to work a long day. The wife comes home, straps on that apron, and makes some dinner for her man. Oh, am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, may I jump in?
Sure.
I'm not a wife, but I did go down to my boyfriend's house last night, and he was rattling those pots and pans with ponzu-encrusted salmon, rice, edamame. So let's back off on the wife's duty talk, please.
Yeah. It's also 2015, not 1955, so...
Yeah, but I wish it were a 55.
Really,
that must have been great to come home and have your shoes taken off and she pours you a martini and rubs your feet. And
shouldn't speak for a half an hour.
Yeah, because what he has to say is more important than what she has
yes.
to say.
Duh. Yes. Linda does that for you?
Wow. Are you high? No. Good Lord. When we come back, it is John Travolta's birthday, and I'm going to get a chance to share my John Travolta story. I think you all will get a gigantic kick out of this. Let's say we rock it. This is Mark in the Morning. This is 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, good to have you. Before we go any further, let's go to Dawn. She's calling from Whittier. She's a Girl Scout mom, and she's pissed. Hey, Dawn, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing this morning?
Really good.
So, why do I feel I'm getting like a little negative vibe about the Girl Scouts and the way they're selling their cookies?
Look, Dawn, it's the same thing with me with the Girl Scouts as it is with Halloween. I open the door on Halloween, and there's a guy standing there, no costume at all, no attempt at a costume. I am giving him nothing. He put no effort into it. I have a problem when a parent goes into the workplace and does the job of their daughter for them by trying to sell the cookies. I want the Girl Scout to sell me the cookies. Why does that offend?
I get what you're saying. And, you know, but the girl, you know, all the girls try to reach a goal on certain cookies because there's certain rewards involved. And, you know, and they do rely on the parents to help do it because it's not like I can take my daughter out of school and take her to work with me to go and sell cookies.
Well,
you
Dawn,
know, so I rely on my friends and my employees. Let me ask you this. How would you feel if I took my daughter out of school right now, drove over to the station with my daughter,
I think he'd admire your entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah, actually, we were just talking about we need to get some Girl Scouts in here to sell us some
cookies.
Okay,
Dawn, so here's the deal. First of all, I'm not exactly in love with your tone, but here's the deal. I love you too. I want you to, first of all, pick up your daughter and bring your daughter to the station any day this week that you can do it. Which day works for you, Dawn?
I can bring her tomorrow.
All right. We'll set up a time. I'm going to let you talk to Danny in just a second.
Okay.
But the thing of it is, Dawn, you see, I think that you're negating the point that this was all set up. I'm pissed about the fact that the Girl Scouts are making billions of dollars off this, and they're using little daughters like yours to do that. But the point, I think, at the beginning, and I can't say this because I was never a counsel on the Girl Scout, but I think the idea was it teaches the girl to knock on the door and use skills to sell cookies, see? And now it's become this big profit deal.
Don?
Yes.
Don, can I talk to you over here in the corner, apart from
sure.
Mark? I will totally buy a box of Thin Mints.
You got it. You want them frozen?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Put me down for a tag along.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation. What were you saying, Mark?
You see, Don, it's people like you that make the world a screwed up place. You're missing the entire point of the whole girl. But, hey, Don, are you, by the way, are you one of those Girl Scout mothers? Do you have a uniform, too?
No, I don't. I wear a shirt, or I'll wear something in the color green or something. But, you know, I don't wear the whole uniform and patches and stuff
Why,
like that.
Mark, would that be a turn on?
I don't know. I hadn't seen it. So, Dawn, you bring your daughter down. Make sure she's in her outfit, and she makes the spiel. And if I feel as though she has done a good enough job, I will buy some. Andy and Gina are apparently going to fall in. And Danny, good Lord, the guy ate an entire box of Thin Mints last night.
Well, just so you know, the Thin Mints are vegan cookies, so it's not... You know, there's a little bit of health in there for you.
So they're vegan, they're non-GMO and all that kind of stuff these days?
They are vegan, and ironically, they've been vegan for some time. It's just that the Girl Scouts have never really pushed it. But because now people are being more self-conscious about their health and choices, you know, now we're, you know, they're telling the girls, you know, let the people know that it's a vegan cookie.
And
we also have a gluten-free cookie.
Yes, you have a couple
now.
Of gluten-free cookies.
We do.
All right.
So we have
tomorrow.
So, Dawn, you bring your daughter down. Make sure she's in her uniform. She does her spiel. We will look forward to meeting you and your daughter.
All right. Sounds great.
Thank you for calling, Dawn. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Loving you, Mark.
Loving you, sweetie.
Love you.
Stranded at the drive-in.
Yes.
Branded.
Dude, I don't know why you're giggling. This is good music.
I love him.
What will they say? Monday at school.
All right, John is 61 today. I have three questions, and the first one's a no-brainer. John Travolta, okay, Andy, you're up first. John Travolta topped the pop charts with a duet with what singer?
Olivia Newton-John.
Correct. Gina, where did John Travolta's character work in the groundbreaking hit movie Saturday Night Fever?
Wait, was that the whole question?
Yes. It seemed to have a beginning and a middle and an end for
like
me.
I feel it didn't have an end.
Where did John Travolta's character work in the groundbreaking hit movie Saturday Night Fever?
Pizza place?
No.
Oh, hardware store.
That's correct.
Ah!
And Andy, John Travolta dressed in drag in what musical film?
Ah, you got this.
The trailer freaked me out.
Oh.
Originally played by Divine.
Oh, Hairspray?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Thanks. Thank you, Gina. You know how much I love to win.
I know how much you love Divine.
I wanted to share this because part of this is cool, part of it's kind of creepy. On the Mark and Brian program, we would do a thing every summer that I loved. You could not and were not allowed to swim in your pool or enjoy summer until we deemed it summer. And the way that we would do that is we would start a quest to broadcast from the pool of a celebrity. And once we jumped in that celebrity's pool, it would become summer. So we were having trouble locating it. We were down to the D-listers. And we get a phone call. For some reason, most people don't seem to want two DJs in their pool.
You got to drain it.
Right. So then we get a call from a guy. He is a limo driver, and he is a limo driver for John Travolta. And he said, would you like John to do it? And we said, of course. He said, well, here, I'm going to hand you the phone. He's already agreed. So we talked to John, and he agrees that we can come the next day and broadcast from his home and officially make it summer by jumping in his pool.
Oh, my God.
Well, after the show is when it got strange, the Travolta Strong came, and we were informed that we would be taken to his home. Now, what I'm going to tell you is absolute fact. It's the way it happened. We would be taken to his home. We would get into the car, and we would be taken into part of Beverly Hills where we would then be blindfolded.
No. This is are you making this up?
I am not.
Were you going to an Eyes Wide Shut party?
look, you know, at this point, you were already in. We have to do... They don't want anyone to know where he lives, so we, at one point, they stopped, and we were blindfolded and driven to his home.
All right. In for a penny, in for a pound. You got to keep going at that point.
Correct. So we get there, and it's obviously a beautiful home, and his wife and John, very courteous. I mean, they had really gone to a lot of trouble. There were I've never seen as many maids and butlers wearing white jackets running around. And we did the entire show from their home, food, anything you wanted. Then the moment came, we all, including wife and dog and son, jumped in the pool, and it was officially summer. And the show came to an end. We're still standing in the pool, and I'm standing next to John. And I said, John, you seem so happy. Is there a secret to it? Now, what he told me was really great because I have implemented this into my life. I'm pretty sure what I was given is a Scientology lesson, but he said the key to happiness is to always have something that you're looking forward to, something later today, something tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. And the truth of that is absolutely very powerful. You always have to have somebody or something to look forward to. We get out of the pool, we dried off, we were given robes, and then we were fed again by the maids and the butlers, and then out comes a guy with a cigar tray, a silver plated tray with and the cutter, and you choose your cigar. He cuts it and lights it for you.
Wow.
And
they did their research on you.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was a spectacularly bizarre with the blindfolds, but mind-blowing with their generosity and their friendliness. And
wow.
You know, so you had to put the blindfold back on to get back to your car, right?
Right.
Yes.
Well, my question to you is, the best is clearly behind you. What shred do you hold on to look forward to at this juncture in your life?
Just waking up tomorrow, I think, at this point. You know, thankful for what I've had,
okay,
not
there you
for
go.
What I'm going to get.
It also works in reverse.
But you know what?
He's got a reverse mortgage on,
on his happiness.
I do want to say this because I love John. He came for our star on the Walk of Fame. He knew how much it meant to have an A star, and he came. And I feel bad. John he's taken a beating lately in the media, and you know, I just feel bad that if in fact there is something that's a part of him that he feels like he can't reveal or whatever, I just feel bad for him that if in fact that's the case, he can't just clear it out and let it be what it is.
I feel bad about that, and also, you know, putting to rest one of your children is probably the worst thing you can experience in a lifetime.
Yeah.
And those things, I imagine there's quite a bit of pain as well.
What do they say? No parent should ever bury a child. I can't even imagine it. That kind of horror. I just can't imagine it. Okay, momentarily, we speak with David Duchovny, and because I've been so chatty, we're going to miss our window with him. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We are tardy in talking with this guy, a former friend that I have not seen in forever. We welcome in David Duchovny. Good morning, David.
Good morning to you. Don't worry about being tardy. I'm happy just to talk to you.
Now, Andy and Gina, I do want to warn you that do your best not to piss this guy off. He is a hothead.
Yeah, seems like a real hair trigger.
I've heard the worst.
Woo!
I got my finger on the dump button right over here.
So, right, David, you know what? Before I get to all the stuff with the book, I find it uniquely interesting in this business, this crazy business of acting, of show business, how certain people are white hot for a little bit, and then they just disappear, and they wind up doing theater on Santa Monica. And then there's other people that just seem to work consistently all the time, and that's you. Do you know why that is?
I feel lucky that way. I mean, I when I'm asked sometimes, you know, what I think about my career, my work, or whatever, I often say I just feel good about my longevity, you know, and I feel like I don't know. I think I just keep working at what I do. I've never felt satisfied with anything I've done in a way. So I just try to keep getting better and better. And I'm curious about it. You know, I don't think I got it that well in the beginning, and I've just kept learning. So it's
remain fresh to me, if that makes any sense.
And, David, the other thing I really wonder about is you have a master's degree in English literature in Yale.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. You have a master's from Yale. How does it feel to you to know that you wasted all that time and money that's completely worthless to you now?
That's exactly how it feels. There was a time, a very specific time, I remember when I had just pretty much dumped all the education that I had, and I decided to become an actor, and I had no work, and I was auditioning commercials and not getting them. And I had to, in my Speedo, dance for, a potato chip audition commercial.
Danny, find that footage?
No, I don't know. Maybe they were taping it. But
just for personal.
But there was like a little boom box there, and they were playing whatever song was hot in the day. And I remember it wasn't loud enough, so as I was dancing, I could actually, like, hear my thighs rubbing together. And I thought... This is what I gave it up for this.
Yeah. You know? Good thing you weren't a ruffle. You could have caught fire.
So now, before we get to the island questions, tell us about the book. The book is called Holy Cow. Describe exactly what the book is and why.
Well, I was driving around L.A. about 10 years ago, and I just had this idle thought in my car, as one does in Los Angeles, that, you know, if I were a cow, I'd want to get to India. That's all. It just popped in my head. If I were a cow, I would try to get to India. So I was like, it struck me as funny. It struck me as like an animated film. So I just stuck with it. And I thought, well, what other animals might have thoughts like that to get to places where they might be safe? Oh, if I were a pig, I'd try to get to Israel. So that makes sense to me because of kosher laws. And then I was like, if I were a shrimp or a clam, I'd go to Israel too. But that's not as exciting as a pig. So I stuck with the pig. I didn't see how a clam would get to Israel, honestly. It would be tough.
And then that would be a tough guy.
He could roll. I guess he could roll. But and then I thought, well, a turkey might be dumb enough to believe that Turkey is named after him. It's his actual country, his homeland. So I thought, well, a turkey might try to get to Turkey. So I had my three heroes, and I wrote up this treatment and pitched it to Disney and Pixar, who, of course, passed because there's a pig circumcision scene. You know, there's some. So he converts. He has to become a Jew to go to Israel, so he's got to get, you know, he wants to make right with his God before he goes there. And there's some political commentary. It's a fable, you know, along the lines of 1984 or, you know, even Charlotte's Web or something. So it was a little heavy for kids, and I kept it in the drawer forever. And one day, a couple of years ago, I woke up and said, hey, why don't I just write that thing out? And that's what this is. I wrote it out.
You know what's funny is I actually hear that character. Gilbert Gottfried voices him as the pig gets circumcised. I can hear that comes to life. That comes to life.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
Now, there is a signing
that
tonight.
That chapter in the book is called Just a Little Off the Top.
There is a signing tonight, and I'll tell you about that in just a second. I got to get him out of here because he's on a tour. But, David, you're going to go to the island. You're going to be there for the rest of your life. You can only take one kind of candy bar. What will it be?
Oh, it's a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, my man.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you can only take one album. What is it?
I'm going to take the White Album, Beatles.
You can only take one movie.
Ooh. You know, I'll take The Godfather. Yeah, I'm a middle-aged white guy. What can I say?
And you can take one person with you to spend your time with, dead or alive.
Wow.
And you can't say wife or girlfriend.
No, I understand that. I'll take the mythological Greek character Tiresias because he was both male and female, and I figure that'll cover it. Probably what I need. Who knows what I'm going to turn into? I don't know.
Hey, David, listen now.
Let me ask you: am I the first person to say Tiresias?
Yes, you are,
and perhaps the last.
Am I the last person to say Tiresias?
Indeed.
Well, it's
Is it
your
the
professor.
Last thing I ever said in public?
David, I want you to commit to me that you will, when the time is right and you can spend some extra time, that you will
come
in. Yeah.
I mean, I love you.
You know, most people don't know how truly funny and interesting, because listen, you would really enjoy just sitting in with us and enjoying the show and making comments.
I used to enjoy that. I'd love to spend, you know, however many hours you do, I'll be there the whole time.
All right, so
you'll be tired of it. Be singing me. I'll be sitting there with
Tyrese. Yeah, no, that's not possible. When Billy Bob Thornton came in 2 weeks ago, he didn't leave the building till 1 p.m. So you can never outdo it. So I got to get him out. David is signing his new book, Holy Cow, tonight. You can actually meet him, look into his eyes, and he loves it. He loves it when his fans give him a tongue kiss at these book signings. Yeah, to just lean in and get you some. And I'm going to tell you something. He's a hell of a kisser. Hell of a kisser.
I'm just touched that you remember, Mark.
This is tonight. It is Barnes & Noble at the Grove. So think of it. You go into the Grove, you do a little bit of shopping, you go have something to eat down at the farm, and then you go get your book signed. Holy Cow, tonight, 7 o'clock. David Duchovny, I love you.
I love you too, man.
We will see you when you come in.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, good dude, right?
Oh, great guy. Wow.
Yeah.
You're
right. Smart guy.
He's pretty damn funny.
Yeah, no, he's funny. And listen, when he comes in and he sits and he gets comfortable, that's when it's going to get really hysterical. So yeah, I'm just warning you, it's coming.
Well, I regret I didn't get a chance to get to the question that Laura last night, I was asking her, you know, David Duchovny's on the program tomorrow. Mm-hmm. What should I ask him? And she put a question. She said, I'll just put it in an envelope. And I didn't even get a chance to get to it here. So let me.
Oh, Carson. What was it?
You are so, so hot. All my love forever. Oh. Laura Chanley.
It's probably for the best.
Well, it's not really a question, is it?
It was more of a comment.
Not really a question.
More like an undying devotion.
So maybe it's for the best that we didn't.
Just save it for when he comes in, and then you can run it by him. Perfect. Okay, we have a nominee to call. Jackie, we have to protect the listener, but when we come back, we're going to call this nominee. Jackie, do we know who it is? I'll try that again in a minute.
His name is Jay Christian Jensen.
And what is he nominated for?
What is he nominated for?
We don't know.
She still has an American Sign Language.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll make that phone call momentarily. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. This is cool. Get this. Jackie is going to turn on her mic and join us because yesterday we called one of our Academy Award nominees. We left a message. This dude calls back. So we're going to talk to him in just a second. But now, in case you missed it, we got a cease and desist letter from the Academy Award people yesterday.
Have you ceased?
Not at all.
Because I feel like he's not desisting either.
He's not.
I'm not going to. It's ridiculous. I was this close to lawyering up and suing their gold-plated ass. But I got talked down because we have a legal statement. Because we did. It was a two-page letter from the Council of the Academy Award people, and they told us to stop doing this and stop doing that. So we had to get a statement written. Jackie is going to read it. She is the keeper of the statement. Andy, take us down to DEFCON 3.
I think I might have launched something.
Now, Jackie, we're going to let the music establish, and then you'll read the official statement from our lawyers.
We actually have... We actually have someone in Guadalupe who wants to do it, so here we go.
Okay.
Dollars por digits, Mark in the Morning, and 100.3 The Sound are not endorsed, sponsored, or approved by the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences. Duh!
Guadalupe, nice job. All right, so this guy, call back. By the way, the listener did not want to go. We're going to keep his identity secret.
We have a witness protection program for digits for...
We do.
Donuts.
Dollars for digits. So we welcome in, this is going to be cool, we welcome in Academy Award nominee Aaron Glasscock. He is nominated for sound editing for Birdman. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
So very cool that you call back, man. Now let's just get right into it. This is so great that you're nominated. Tell us, in your own words, how it felt when you got the call.
Oh, it was like diving into down a waterfall or something. I just I could not believe it.
And do you plan to go to the event?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I'll ask for Gina. What are you wearing?
Thank you.
Well, I thought about wearing my skateboarding clothes, but my wife talked me out of it, and I am wearing a tuxedo.
Smart man.
So now, I have to say, Aaron, that Birdman is my absolute favorite movie of the year, and I'm walking into the Academy Awards thinking that it's going to go Best Picture, and I'm certainly cheering for Michael Keaton. So explain to all of us when you were brought into the project and exactly what do sound editors do?
Well, you know, sound editors develop and tell the story with sound. You know, we're basically using the universe as our palette. We get to select sounds and make sounds. We're searching for sounds that carry the vital emotional information. It's more than just filling in the missing sounds. It's about selecting sounds that are meaningful and help guide the story. And yeah, the story has a very unique path that at every step was in constant refinement.
You know, then I'll ask you this question, because, again, I've seen the movie twice. I could see it five more times. There was a part where Michael Keaton's character goes into his dressing room. His daughter's sitting there, and Michael's character is basically digging into the refrigerator to get this packet of what looks like turkey.
Yeah, and I love that scene.
the when he's opening the thing, which, by the way, that scene is so hysterical. I wish I could play it. I don't have it. But him opening the package and the slurping and the sound of the turkey coming out of the package, is that you?
It's Foley, and there's some production. You know, there are so many people involved in this process. You know, we're making sounds, we're performing sounds to picture, we're adding little sweeteners that we dig up from our collections of sound effects. So, but the ultimate task is to make it sound, to have, you know, the re-recording mixers mix it and put it all together and make it, you know, sound as it should coming out of the picture. You know,
now, Foley, for people that don't know, that's where you have a sound stage, right? And you can, if there's footsteps, you'll walk and record that and that sort of thing.
Correct. That is one part of what we do, and it's not. It's not always feet, and it actually is not always on a stage. Sometimes sounds are better recorded in the actual environment, and we'll bring portable workstations and record them what we call, you know, run-and-gun style or guerrilla style, you know, in the actual space, maybe unbeknownst to people who are there sharing the space with us. But we're, you know, trying to capture the essence that is needed to sell the story just right.
Aaron, tell us some other films that you've worked on that we might recognize.
Well, I did a stint doing sound design work on Interstellar for my fellow nominee Richard King
Wow.
last year.
Mm, mm. He goes for the movies that really rely heavily on sound editing.
Chris Nolan's films are very intense in that manner.
Yeah.
But you know what? Every movie is dependent on the use of sound in this manner. It's just that some movies require sounds that don't exist. Mm.
Wow, and that's cool. So, Aaron, do you have kids?
Yes, I do.
Could you please describe to us in your own words the reaction of your wife and your kids to you being nominated and what that meant to you?
Oh, it's all crazy and off the charts. Everybody is just so happy and supportive. You know, I've been doing this since I was 16, and at different stages of the work. I never imagined that this was going to be part of my trajectory. So my mind is blown.
Such a milestone.
Do you realize that on Monday morning, after you sleep it off, because you're going to get plastered after you win, but I mean, do you realize that you could wake up and on your bedside table is an Oscar?
It's possible. It's possible. I think that all of the other films in this category are incredible work, and you know, I am just honored to be among such great works.
That is a such a politically correct thing to say in a world of crap.
I'll tell you, it's funny. I started at such a young age in this field, and my peers were always, you know, way older than me, so I've always felt like the kid. And here I am, you know, nominated, you know, with people that I've always looked up to. It's that alone just makes my head spin. And I you know, as far as I'm concerned, I've already done it.
Aaron, quick question. Are you going to, from this day forward, require people to introduce you as Oscar-nominated Aaron Glasscock?
You should. You got to do that. You got to do that,
I would
Aaron.
Totally do that. I would totally do that. Hey, you know, the person who got us in touch with you, we protect their identities, you know, in this dollars for digits thing that we've got going on. But do you have some suspects in your head of who ratted you out on this?
I have no idea. I'm awesome. I'm very curious. For all I know, it could be one of my fellow nominees. I mean,
Well, it's time for you to rat on them and give us some phone numbers.
Yeah,
well,
Aaron.
Actually, you know, I want to tell you something. My co-nominee, Martin Hernandez, who is the co-supervisor on this with me, he actually has a radio program like yours in Mexico City.
Oh, cool!
Wow. And the morning that the nominees were announced, he called me up and put me on the radio. So he's in Los Angeles right now. Somehow we should get him in touch with you so you guys can talk radio to radio.
I got
to
say, Mark, this is brilliant campaigning, if it is. Because we know the Academy's listening. They've already sent us a C&D letter. This is, for those who haven't voted yet, is the voting still open? This is brilliant campaigning. I love it.
Well, Aaron.
Well, I, you know what? I got to say, I have no idea that there was any kind of issue with between you guys and the radio station, and and the Academy. And I'm sure they work very hard at protecting their efforts, and they are there for a very good reason.
Yeah, Aaron, I want you to tell them they can kiss my butt. We're not going to cease and desist anything.
Well, you know, all I can say is that movies are for the people. They're a very important part of our culture, and.
Agreed.
You kind of make them and set them free, and that's the coolest part about what we do is we work on these things at every type of craft involved in making a film. It's one off. I mean, each film is a couture effort, and they're like making like giant ships or something that you just send out into the world, and they're gone after that. And they continue living, and 50 years later, you know, they're still affecting people, and people look at them and they wonder about what was going on at that time.
Well, so, Aaron, we called you yesterday. You were so kind to call us back. And the fact of the matter is that if you win on Friday, when the announcement is made sometime between 8:30 and 9, you're going to let $1,000 go to a friend of yours who ratted you out. You are worth nothing more to them than cash.
Well, I guess that's a way of doing things, I
guess. What a PC answer.
He's a good sport. You're a good
Aaron,
man.
Aaron, thank you so much for calling us back. The best of luck. We are all officially now cheering for you to win.
Go, Aaron.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a great day.
Talk to you soon. All right. We're tardy now, but that was worth every
awesome.
Bit of it. It's great so guy. Great to talk to these guys. So we're back after this. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. Mark in the Morning. We're a little tardy, and we've got a lot to do. Katie's here. Katie, what's up?
Good morning. How are you?
What are you doing today?
I am going to a 4DX movie theater, which I think they're going to strap. Well, I'm actually going to where they created it, so I'm going to see all of the technical stuff that went behind it. So I'm pretty jazzed about that.
Nice. Okay, so Danny is guilty of infraction 17. He wronged a family member. Therefore, his punishment in Gina's trending is he will do sports. So let's find out what is trending. Here is Gina and apparently Danny.
With temperatures dipping to 13 degrees below zero, Niagara Falls has frozen over as Arctic temperatures have taken hold across the Great Lakes. Taco Bell announced yesterday that a new Sriracha Quesarito, say that 10 times, will be joining the menu next week. And here's Danny with what's trending in sports.
What's trending in sports? Goran Dragic. I hope I said it right.
Danny.
Oh, wait, are you sure you said that right?
Hey,
it
man.
Looks Croatian. It might have a CH on the end.
Energy, Danny.
Energy!
Go ahead.
Let's see. Basketball player wants out of Phoenix.
You suck.
According to two people with knowledge of the situation, the
representative... Why are you in radio?
Dude, I'm not on air.
You're making it like you know it.
And free agent summer this summer. Phoenix Suns.
You suck.
And that's wow. Gina.
That'll learn ya. This was Gina Grant and Daniel Mizrahi, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning.
All right, this is BS, man. I had a whole thing planned from the back, music, sound effects, nope. Everything ready. Relevant sports to Los Angeles and the world.
Well, you were going to do it, but why didn't you call us off when we said come in? We didn't know you had that.
I was set up to fail.
I really, really wanted him to read an exotic name like Andre Stoudemire.
Gotcha. Stoudemire, yeah.
Okay.
Then Danny, tomorrow you do the sports from back in your with all your sound effects.
No.
I will not take no for an answer, bitch.
I have to write up tomorrow's sports or today's sports.
Yes, you just get it ready for tomorrow with your little sound effects.
I don't think we have time. We got
Danny. We have plenty of time, Danny.
Is it Boom Goes the Dynamite good? Is it
Danny?
No, it's awful.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. We have an Academy Award person to call.
Oh, let's do it.
So tomorrow sports. Okay. So Jackie is in the switchboard room. Jackie, I'm assuming the listener does not want to speak to us.
No, not really. It's an anonymous call from Huntington Beach.
Wow. Okay. So who is the person we're calling?
So we have Jay Christensen Jensen, Jay Christian. And he's nominated for the subject documentary short film for the film White Earth.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead and dial the number. We're going to be listening to Jackie's side of the conversation. We're calling, I'm assuming, his cell phone. Did anybody remember his name?
Jay Christensen.
No, Jay Christian.
Lord. Christian. I'm nervous. White Earth.
Jay Christian.
It's ringing.
Jensen?
No, just Jay Christian.
Jay Christian, okay.
Ringing.
It's ringing.
Hands are sweating.
Well done.
This makes Katie very nervous.
And did we hear what he does?
She just said it.
Documentary short subject.
Thank you, Jackie. And Katie, a little tootish today.
Well, open your ears, old man.
Still ringing.
Ringing. I love that.
Ringing.
Ringing.
We got an automated voicemail system.
All right, leave a message to call back in 5 minutes.
All right, she's going to leave a message.
No, tell them to call tomorrow, Jackie. And tell them I'm not wearing pants.
No, don't tell them that. Then they won't call
we
back.
We want him to call back.
Yeah.
Tell them I've had too much cough syrup.
Enough with the cough syrup.
Is she leaving a message?
Yeah.
Hi, good morning. This is Jackie calling from 100.3 The Sound's Mark in the Morning Show. And I was hoping to speak to Jay Christian on air about his upcoming Oscar nomination. So if you can give us a call back tomorrow, we'd really appreciate it. Before 9 a.m. You can give us a call at 323-933-323-600. Have a nice day. Bye.
Pants optional.
What's with the pants?
I'm sorry. She
just couldn't do it. She had to make an executive decision, Mark.
I like it.
We want him to call back.
She raises a good point.
Jackie, you're doing a great job. Congrats. Did you ever think, like a month ago, that you would be talking to Academy Award nominees daily basis? Check you out. Let's hear it for Jackie again.
Woo!
Everybody.
Woo! All right. Guadalupe.
We are tardy. Let us conduct business in return. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound. Zep. Katie's here. Chick on the street tomorrow. Katie, your assignments are fun. First of all, what's up?
Nothing. Sorry, I wasn't listening to you. Now I am. So sorry.
Okay, good. So tomorrow, this is our first time to send Chick on the street out to one of the billboards. The billboards are popping up. Mark's back. Yeah, they're popping up. And so we're going to send Katie out to one of those billboards. She'll have her bullhorn, and mm-hmm. she's going to be screaming at traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Then there is not only laundromat fun to be had, because there's a laundromat right there under the billboard. There is a, I think Danny said, Chinese coffee shop, donut shop, and / Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
And tomorrow is the Chinese New Year.
Yes.
So you are going, and it's the year of the
sheep or goat, whatever
okay.
you want.
I'm still writing year of the horse on my check. So
no.
I gotta...
And so Gina has written down Happy New Year in Chinese. And so you're going to go in and you're going to tell them Happy New Year. And then you're going to do the goat.
Mm-hmm.
And then something else, and then you'll order a bunch of Chinese food on Danny's credit card.
Yep.
And then bring
right.
that back here.
Great.
nothing more appetizing at 6 a.m.
Yes.
Than a big heap and helping of
Wait
of
a
Chinese
second.
Food.
You're a radio guy. We're supposed to eat anything at any hour for any reason.
I didn't say I wasn't going to eat it and love it.
I have learned that and didn't expect it. I
yeah.
can just
Vultures.
Eat at any time,
yeah.
and whatever, just give it to me. I will put it in my mouth and swallow it.
Bad news, you gain 20 pounds. Good news, nobody sees you.
Now, Danny, did we talk about doing some giveaway stuff tomorrow?
Yeah, I talked to promotion, so we'll probably have some like T-shirts, keychains, and other station crap to give out.
With me,
all right?
Right?
We're gonna have more people out there then than just Corey.
Yeah, we need that. Also for the extra security for Katie.
All right, so Katie is going to be at the corner of Pico and Arlington. We're talking about probably somewhere in the vicinity of 7:15 to 8, somewhere in there. So if you want to go by, meet Katie, get some swag. That is Pico and Arlington in the 7 o'clock hour. Chick on the street is out there doing business.
Yeah.
Listen, Katie, that thing you're doing today is going to be a ton of fun. She's doing that 4D thing. Don't worry about the Dramamine. It's going to be state-of-the-art. This is not a jerky thing. This is state-of-the-art stuff.
It's really easy to say to somebody who doesn't have motion sickness, don't worry about the Dramamine.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just try to enjoy it and have a great time.
I will.
There is more Mark in the Morning to be had. This is 100.3 The Sound. 100.3 The Sound, Mark in the Morning, Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Danny, Jackie, somebody.
Delgado.
So we got a good show tomorrow. Chick on the street, Katie, is out and about. She's going to be at Pico and Arlington. You can go down and meet her because there's swag available. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We talked to the founder of the Razzies. I'm buzzed about this. The guy's name is John Wilson. I would love to go to the, but I tell you, if I'm ever in a movie and I get nominated for a Razzie, I'm going to accept my award with a great acceptance speech.
I think it might be the only award you would ever get nominated for.
We've got our guys, tomorrow is the meat of the matter for this, the contest, dollars for dialing. What is it? Dialing
for donuts.
Dollars for digits. Which is in no way endorsed.
That's right.
Or condoned by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
Certainly not condoned.
Yes.
So if you have the phone number of a current Oscar nominee for this year and you call us up, we'll protect your identity if you don't want us to know who they are. We'll call the nominee. If we get them on the air, you get concert tickets and you're in the running for $1,000 on Friday. So tomorrow is a key day. Don't waste any time because we've already got one guy we got to call back. The guy we called this morning called back, so we're going to get to him.
And that reminds us, we have to do another calling for Ruffalo bit tomorrow.
Yes, we do, and don't let us forget it, Gina.
You got it.
By the way, before you continue, may I bring up the fact that the 10 at 10 today is supported by taxes paid scratchers from the California Lottery. When you win the top prize, we pay the taxes, so it's all yours.
Well, Uncle Andy, what is up with the 10 at 10 today?
Well, you, me, and everyone we know driving to AMCO. No, it's 1975. 1975 today, I believe, is the year for the 10 at 10.
Danny?
Ah.
So this guy, Darren...
Cavanocchi. Darren Cavanocchi.
Cavanocchi, yeah. Host of Deadly Sins on Investigation Discovery Channel.
Is that a good show?
Yeah, he'll...
Everything on Discovery is good.
And he's on CNN from time to time. Yes. He's the 1-800-NO-CUFFS guy.
Then I'm looking forward to it then, right?
Yes, you're looking forward to it, correct.
Yeah. He'll have some good stories, some deadly sin stories.
All right.